Thank you, Sister Faye. To the woman of God, Ariana, stay with the word you are given of God. And to each of us, men and women, stay with the word you are given of God. Pray with me. Father, take my lips and let it move at the impulse of thy divine will. Speak to our hearts today, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. There is so much in this text, but I want to focus on verse 1. And behold, a man of God went forth from Judah to Bethel by the word of the Lord. It within our context today, and behold, a woman or a child of God went forth from Shalom to the world. Just want us to, if I have the power, just stay with me in one position. I admire the boxer Muhammad Ali. He can just stand in his corner, Ariana, and just duck and sight the blows that are coming to him. And that's what I want to do with this text and this preacher today. In Israel, that we find three leaders, type of leaders. We have the kings who were sons of kings. We also had the priests who were sons of priests. But the primary type of leader that God had in Israel and called to balance the nation were the prophets. The prophets were anybody. Prophets could be, Elder Dion is in the house. The prophets could be men as well as women. Amen? They could be boys and girls, but they were individuals whom the Spirit of God had a living connection with. When God got in touch with them, he used them to speak to the people. And also the people would use them to speak to God on their behalf. What a critical, unique position to be in. You often hear me talk about what I would want my children to be. Doctor, lawyer, judge, whatever it is. The highest office in this world is a is a man or a woman, a child, speaking, being an ambassador for Jesus Christ. Amen. One of the greatest dangers to leadership is not open rebellion, but subtle deviation from the Word of God. Not persecution, but persuasion. Not abandoning God, but adjusting His instruction. In 1 Kings 13 is a sobering passage because the man of God who fell was not a false prophet. He was a true man of God, sent with a clear word, backed by supernatural confirmation. As a matter of fact, when he delivered the word of God, the king was so upset, he stretched forth his hand to pretty much grab him, and the hand withered.
Hallelujah.
Ariana, you don't need to defend yourself as a woman of God. As you go forth doing whatever God tells you to do.
Amen.
Stay with the word He gave you.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes we are tempted to go with someone else's word. I'm here to tell you this morning that you are unique before God. Stick with what God gives you. In preaching, we have two things in preaching class. We talk about truth and personality. Truth comes from God. Cannot change. But personality is unique to you. There is a Ariana way. There is a Sister Bailey's way. There is a Sister Bennett way. Stay true to yourself. A clear assignment does not guarantee a safe finish. This man was sent by God. He spoke accurately. He prophesied boldly. He saw immediate signs that God was with him. Yet, spiritual accuracy in ministry does not exempt us from spiritual obedience in private. A powerful ministry moment does not replace personal faithfulness to God's instruction. Many leaders fall not because they don't hear God, but because they stop obeying the last thing God said. God's instructions were specific. Don't let nobody turn you around. God's was specific. After you've delivered the message, you shall not eat bread, nor drink water, nor return by the same way you came. Those words were clear. You see, eating bread is an intimate. I love when my friends come by. The other day, a friend called and said he was on his way. And then he called back and said, another friend will be there, and another friend will be there. And before you know it, the two fish we had in the basement, you know, or we were maybe saving for a rainy day. I just took out all of them. And mommy said, "You're gonna cook all of them?" I said, "Yes, man, the men are coming." In Jewish society, eating a meal together is an intimate and wonderful thing. When God's judgment is on a nation or on a people or on a city, God sent his prophet and said, "Don't even stop and eat bread." Skip the meal, skip the fellowship. His judgment went all the way down to eating bread. Don't fellowship. You see, the children of Israel or the northern tribe, it was predicted, this is the first king in the northern tribe. Remember Solomon was the last united king of the nation. When he died, the kingdom went to his son Rehoboam. But Rehoboam listened to his friends, the young men who gave him bad counsel, and the northern tribe broke off from the kingdom. And Jeroboam is now king of the northern tribe. And in order to create a distinction between the southern tribe, he said, "Listen, if he continued to worship God, the people are going to turn to the king of the southern tribe." So he made a deliberate, intentional decision that he's going to take these people into total idolatry. They're going to worship idols. And that thing displeased God. That thing displeased God. And as a result, here we find God sending a warning to King Jeroboam through his prophet. "You shall not eat bread." He wasn't the first to be given such instructions, and he wasn't the last. As you remember, Samson were given special instruction at birth before he was born. On the prayer line this week, we going through the book of Luke, I think it's chapter 9 or 10, where God sent out when Christ sent out the 12 and tell them, "Take no money with you, take no food with you, but whatever city you go in, if they open to you, you stay and you sleep. If someone opens their door," and they went out and they were very successful. They came back saying even demons were subject to them. They came back happy. Their campaign was successful. God, Jesus gave specific instructions. This prophet wasn't the first and he wasn't the last. Sometime God will speak to you, Ariana, in a dream. Sometime he will speak to you through godly counselors. I would say to you, learn to distinguish the voice of God. And whatever he says to you, do it. I have so much, but can I preach a little today? The greatest threat came from another prophet. When he heard of the miracle that happened, the withering, the judgment of God, what this prophet did, he reached out to him and he said, I also am a prophet of God. The deception did not come from Jeroboam, the idolater. The deception did not come from a hostile system, President Trump. Let the captives go. The deception did not come from an unbeliever, but it came from a fellow prophet, older, respected, and convincing. But he lied. He claimed new revelation. God did not tell him anything. He made it up. I remember making up a couple things myself. Can I confess?
Yes.
I can see some people just coming. Wake up. Those who are sleeping, wake up. I remember telling a couple girls at different times. Sister Green. I remember one girl, I told her, the Lord showed me that you are the one. And she opened her eyes wide. Her eyes were big like Moses' one. She opened her eyes wide and looked at me and as if to say, the Lord did not reveal that to me. That was way before Sister Brown. But sometimes we make things up. But I'm here to say you are unique. And God uniquely speaks to us. He uniquely speaks to each of us. And what we need to do is to make sure that we keep the word that God has given you. Don't let anybody come and take the word or contradict the word that God has given you. God does not change his mind because someone else claimed an angel told me. Well, the angel need to tell me to. Didn't the angel when Christ was coming, he went to the angels in the fields and everywhere, right? The wise men and so forth. Partial obedience is still disobedience. You know, one of the things, Elder Reader, is when I sometimes listen to some of us who are ready for translation, you hear obedience, but you sometimes see partial, and they skip over that part, not realizing that we need the mercies of God each day. We need the mercy of God each day because partial obedience is still disobedience. Bible says if you keep the whole law and offend it in one point, you're guilty of all. Is there any part of the law we are guilty of today? Just in thought, we fall each day. And therefore, we need God to keep us straight every step of the way. What do you say? This is the tragedy in the chapter. He didn't deny God. He didn't mock God. He simply adjusted obedience for comfort because of what, by taking someone else's word over God's word. But delayed or revised obedience is still rebellion. And so, as a fellow pastor, I told her she is what she's becoming. You can preach right, and I believe you will. You can lead well, and I believe you will. You can still quietly and still quietly compromise. So we have to watch that. Your convictions, your boundaries, your assignment. May God bless you today and keep you. And we're not just talking about water baptism. We're talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you know what it is? I'm going to stop here. I have more, but I'm going to stop. What I love about the Desire of Ages when it talks about Christ as a child, that's my favorite chapter. Favorite chapter. It talks about Christ as a child. It talks about all the great men of the world, kings and what have you, palaces. Oh, they would have loved his presence. To have him in their presence as, you know, the gift of God. To be surrounded by the gift of God in their home and be blessed by it. I believe the Bennett family is blessed by Ariana. I believe Shalom is blessed by Aria. Amen. Trust God. Stay with the word or words he has given you and the assignments he has given you. And by God's grace, when he comes, may you hear the word. Well done. Not only that, when he comes, I hope that many of your family members and neighbors and friends, those present here today and those are not here, will be led to Christ as a result of your witness. Amen. Father, we thank you today for your daughter who has decided to follow Jesus. There are some children who cannot stand alone. They wouldn't be baptized by themselves alone unless their friends are with them. But today, Ariana stands alone, symbolizing that all she needs is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a majority all by himself. And so we pray that your grace, your spirit, will be upon her all the days of her life. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Elder Diane, just join me up here for the, you can do the, the vows. We already went through both the long and the short. We'll do the short today, and then we'll sing some songs as we prepare for baptism.
Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating wanderers on the mountain astray, come unto me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going afar
upon the mountain, bringing the
one,
the wandered back again into the fold, the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb, the Lamb for sinners slain,
seeking the lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar
upon the mountain,
bringing the one, the wandered back again into the fold, the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb, the Lamb for sinners slain.
Thus I would go
on missions of mercy, following Christ from day unto day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way, going afar upon the mountain, bringing the one,
bringing the one,
the wandered back again into the fold,
into the fold of my Redeemer, Jesus the Lamb, Jesus the Lamb, the Lamb for sinners slain.
Praise the Lord, church. This is a great occasion. Not even the weather could stop this great gathering, this praises, this baptism. This is no ordinary baptism. This young lady has wanted to be baptized for a long time. She told me, Sister Rita, I'm ready. She's no ordinary. And so we're going to do the baptismal vow. We did them already. We went through with her. And so she's going to go through them again. Just turn around. Do you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and Lord? And do you desire to live your life in a saving relationship with Him?
Yes.
Amen. Do you accept the teaching of the Bible as expressed in the statement of the fundamental beliefs of the Seventh-day Adventist Church? And do you pledge by God's grace to live your life in harmony with these teachings?
Yes.
Amen. Do you desire to be baptized as a public expression of your belief in Jesus Christ, to accept into the fellowship of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, and to support the church and its mission as a faithful steward by your personal influence, tithes and offering, and a life of service?
Yes.
Amen. You have heard the answers. Those who are in favor of accepting Sister Ariana Purr to her baptism, just raise your hand. Thank you. Those who oppose, the same sign. It is carried. Let us all stand as we're going to pray. Let us pray. Father, which art in heaven, I am happy. The believers are happy. The church is happy. The family is happy. I cannot even imagine the rejoicing in heaven. Angels looking down. Jesus saying, I died for her. Today is a great occasion, Jesus. This is just a public expression because I know Sister Ariana had already committed her life to you. And so, Lord, I pray that you will bless her, surround her from the crown of her head unto the sole of her feet. As pastors already preach and encourage in her that she's no ordinary woman. She's anointed. And everything that you have ordained for her, God, I pray that it will be fulfilled. I pray that she will continue to surround herself with godly people and to surrender herself to you. Father, I present the parents because she's just a child. And I pray, dear God, that they will lead your child as the way that you'd have her to be led. And I pray that you will provide for her. May she lack nothing that she's in need of. But I pray that everything that she needs, that you will provide according to your will. Thank you, Lord. And I pray that you will bless that water. If there's anything in her body, I pray, dear God, even this baptism will give her a total cleansing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Sing number 306. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer joined to thee.
I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me.
But I long to rise.
But I long to rise in the arms
and be closer joined to thee.
And be closer drawn to thee.
Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Consecrate me now.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine.
May my soul look up.
Let my soul look
with a steadfast hope.
With a steadfast
and my will be lost in thine.
And my will be lost in
everybody
thine.
Everybody sing together now. Draw me nearer.
Draw me nearer. nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Oh, the pure delight.
Of a single hour that before thy throne I stand.
When I kneel in prayer,
oh. When I kneel in prayer, and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend.
Draw me nearer, draw me
blessed Lord, to thy cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we have Ariana Bennett in the water.
Okay, I thought you had something. What a witness it is today.
Amen.
She haven't started her ministry yet, but a big crowd came out, which is a testament. To the family and community that you have, Ariana. May God bless you and keep you as you serve him all the days of your life. And so, I call her Pastor Ariana. It's such a privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Be faithful until death.
Yes.
And when Christ comes, he'll give you a crown of life.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
What a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arm. Leaning on the everlasting arm, leaning on Jesus, leaning safe and secure from all alarms, leaning,
oh,
leaning,
my Lord,
leaning on the everlasting.
It is, every baptism is a preparation for the next baptism.
Right.
To the man or the woman or the child that is here today that is not yet baptized, my word to you is that God is counting on you. God is calling you to live for him. He said those who deny him in this life, he will deny them in the life to come. So if you want to be, if you want to go to heaven, you need to acknowledge God now or in this life. Or in this life. And so, that's my simple appeal to you. And I pray that the Holy Spirit will continue to work on each of our hearts until we are completely His. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we want to thank you for the witness today. I want to thank you not just for your daughter Ariana, but I want to thank you for each of your children in Shalom today who were able to witness this baptism. Father, I pray that you will continue to strive with each of us until we are fully yours. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.